The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. One of the deadliest highway hazards is something you can't see till it hits you. Road debris that usually falls off a truck whose driver didn't secure his load. And the numbers are pretty scary.
A AAA Foundation study found more than 200,000 crashes between 2011 and 2014 were caused by road debris, injuring 39,000 people. More than 500 died.
The high cost of carelessness. After this from Charlie. Accidents involving road debris tend to happen in the middle of the day, and they're particularly insidious because even if you're paying attention, driving defensively, not eating, not texting, doing everything right, there are no good choices when something flies off the back of a trailer right at your car, or in Brendan Jakowski's case, his motorcycle.
I just saw the thing fall, so I knew I had to move. I got severely lucky on the highway that no one ran me over or hit me.
Brendan went flying off his motorcycle and ended up rolling along the pavement. CBS's Chris Van Cleve met Heidi Coffey, who lost her husband Gavin 10 years ago on I-5 in Seattle because a piece of metal shelving fell off a construction truck.
Gavin tried to avoid it. When he swerved, he was hit and killed by another car. AAA found 37% of road debris deaths happened that way. Heidi was 7 months pregnant with their fifth child.
I miss being a wife because that was my favorite thing, was to be his wife and best friend.
Tamara Johnson of AAA told Chris that this doesn't have to happen.
Majority of these crashes are preventable if drivers would just take the necessary precautions to secure their load or maintain their vehicle properly.
It's a good rule if you wouldn't want to drive behind it. There's probably something wrong here.
You know, if you put a load on your vehicle and you wouldn't want a family member driving behind you, it's a good sign it's not safe.
There are now 16 states where dropping debris that causes an accident can get you sent to jail. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.